we all know the faster you drive, the more likely you're to be involved in the collision. And if you're involved in a collision, the faster your speed at the time of the collision, the more likely the more serious damage to your vehicle or more serious the injuries are going to occur. So we're asking all drivers to support our National Slowdown Day and not to exceed the speed limit. It goes without saying, Greg, it's not just for the one day, but for every day. And we'll continue to maintain our focus on non-compliant drivers as they pose a risk to themselves and others, other road users. So just as a way of statistics, for the month of January this year, 10,400 speeding tickets have been issued nationwide, which works out about 335 people a day issued with a speeding ticket. So that's just the ones that we're catching. So the figures are worrying. Yearly to date, up to Monday morning, I think, 20 people have been killed on our roads. That's 20 families have been destroyed. It's actually a drop on comparison to last year, which was 46. So it's a good sign. But it's still 20 people too many, you know. And just for people's information, you know, we talked about lockdown last year and less people on the roads and less traffic. There were more people killed on our roads in 2020 than there were in 2019, a figure of 149 compared to 140. And I don't like using them as statistics because they're all people have lost loved ones on our roads. So the importance of keeping within the speed limit, and we're going to focus on it this Friday. We're letting people know what's happening. We're going to have extra resources out.